I think I have one or two slides to share, but I am the last thing standing between you and the free alcohol. So I'm definitely going to try and keep this short and sweet. So first of all, just to reiterate, these are the members of your Actuarial Society of South Africa Retirement Matters Committee. So we are a group of pensions actuaries that are representing all of us in this room and those dialed in also. You should know who your representative is. And everything that you're hearing today is from us as volunteers. So none of us are getting paid for doing what we do. We're doing it because it needs to be done. We're doing it because of passion for our industry, passion for our profession, and wanting to make things better for the members out there. So the RMC is quite big, given that we've got maybe 80 retirement fund valuators in this country. The fact that we've got 20 people up there being named is relatively large. So I've had a couple of requests. Steve, can I join RMC? No, you can't. We're full. But it doesn't mean that we don't have room for more volunteers. So Gia, as you can see, is not a member of RMC, and yet he's very, very much involved. The events committee, in fact, I can mention as a special thanks. I've got thanks on my next slide, but Corneille sets up the investment subcommittee, listen to me, the events subcommittee. So on the events subcommittee, we've got Andreas, we've got Julia, myself, Gia also jumps in. So thanks especially to that subcommittee for everything that we've experienced today. If you have suggestions, proposals, please do send it to any of your representatives to share with us. What would you like to see more of in future? Can we skip to my next slide, pretty please? Because on that topic, I've spoken about membership and volunteers. I've moaned and groaned about future retirement reform already during Joanna's session. Apologies again to Joanna, so I'm not going to speak further about that. In the upcoming convention, we have got a significant, I haven't seen the final number, but it's potentially up to 7 different pensions topics that we're going to have at the convention. Because over time, the convention has become more and more meaningless for pensions actuaries, where the pensions actuaries are not bothering to go to the convention. So please do double check. Lusani has fallen in love with pensions, so we're trying to give Lusani as many pensions topics as possible to go and view. So I'm hoping that I must still go and double check, but all 7 accepted, because I put my one right at the bottom and my one is approved, because I was hoping, okay, if they're going to push me out, Megan, then they're going to, that's fine. But then no, I'm also in there. So I'm assuming all 7 were approved, and so we will have a good range of topics to consider. Something that ASSA is making a bigger and bigger deal about is the need for research. So if you also have an interest in research, you want to be involved with research, or you have a particular area of research that you feel we as the pensions actuaries in South Africa should be looking into, please do let us know, because there is potentially budget. We go to the research committee and we say, listen, this is what we believe needs to be done and why it needs to be done. Please, 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 can we have some money to pay for it? And then lo and behold, it might actually happen. And then we can all benefit from it. And if we can benefit from it, then also the members of retirement funds can also benefit from it in terms of the benefit outcomes. All right, communication. We've spoken about communication a great deal. So something I moan and groan to Julia about a great deal and whine about were the former biannual visits that she used to do to all of the different consulting firms. So Julia has confirmed, because I've asked her like 20 times, that it is going to start again in future, because I really thought that was a good opportunity to communicate, to hear from the FSCA, for us as individual valuators to speak to the FSCA. So I look forward to that also happening. But you've got your members of RMC, so if you have an issue, please do raise it with us also. Again, we're just volunteers. We're not doing this for a living, but whatever we can do to help, we will do to help. Otherwise, like I say, I've already said special thanks to Corneille, to Gia, to the members of the events subcommittee, to the members of the Retirement Matters Committee, to all of you for being here. So we're still trying to have this option available where we have in-person gatherings every year and we have the option of dialing in. I see at the convention that this is going to be faded away, that we're going back to the old way of you have to be there in person, I believe. But for the time being, we're still trying to go with this approach. But it does mean that us Capetonians have to come up to Joburg to make it viable. I've found the solution. I have to pay for my wife and my children to come with me, and then I'm not in trouble. So I just have to spend more money. So where there's a will, there's a way. We can make it work. Otherwise, once again, thanks very much. We can wrap it up a few minutes early. How are we doing for time? I think no one's going to object to that. It's nice to see Christian here. Haven't seen Christian in a long time, so welcome, Christian. Otherwise, enjoy it. Please don't drink and drive. Stay safe. God bless. Until next time.